At the table of grace, the cup's never empty. The plate's always full, and it's never too late to come and be filled with love never ending. You're always welcome at the table.
You are welcome to the table of our Lord Jesus Christ, where he dines with you and you with him. The Comforter, even the Spirit of Truth, is your chef, and I am your steward, Joshua Ojo. Today, our main dish is served from two verses that are complementary. The first is Luke chapter 2, verse 40, and it reads, "And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him." And the second is Luke chapter 2, verse 52, "And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and man." In the two verses, it is revealed that our Lord Jesus grew not only physically, but spiritually. We will keep this in mind as we continue with our meal. As we saw at our last gathering at the table, our Lord Jesus said to his disciples in Luke chapter 12 and verse 32, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Our Heavenly Father delights to give his children his kingdom." Now, the question is, if the effective authority of the kingdom of heaven is handed over to all the children of God, or is it given to only the best behaved children, or to those who work very hard to serve God in ministry? Before we proceed to seeking the answer to our question, we will mention in passing that the authority being spoken of here includes casting out evil spirits, healing the sick and all, but it transcends this. This authority gives the bearer such power that whatever he allows or disallows in the furtherance of the kingdom of heaven and in harmony with the will of God is what is executed or stopped on the earth. We see demonstrations of such authority in Joshua chapter 10, verses 12 and 13, and Mark chapter 4, verse 39. Furthermore, such is also written for us in Matthew chapter 16, verse 19, and Matthew 18, verse 19. This authority also grants the possessor the power to bless or curse. Whatever or whosoever he or she blesses is blessed, and whosoever or whatever is cursed, as we see in Genesis chapter 16, from verses 1 to 27. Also in Mark 11, 21, Mark 11, 23, and Acts chapter 13, verse 11. The authority being exercised is in reality the God of heaven ruling through his children on the earth, as it is written thus in Psalm 103, verse 19. "Jehovah has prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all." We may now continue with our quest to see if there is any other qualification, apart from being a child of God, to receive our Father's kingdom. The Apostle Paul writes thus to us in Romans 8, verses 16 and 17. "The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, so that if we suffer with him, we may also be glorified together. Being children of God, we are joint heirs with our Lord Christ. The primary basis upon which we receive the kingdom of God is revealed in James chapter 2, verse 5, in these words. Listen, my beloved brothers, has not God chosen the poor of this world rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he has promised to those who love him? The kingdom of God is received as an inheritance. We cannot receive him by working for him. He is a free gift of God to his children. However, the Apostle Paul reveals a further insight into the condition for receiving our inheritance in Galatians chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. Now, what I am saying is this. As long as an heir is a child, he is no better off than a slave, even though he owns everything. Instead, he is placed under the care of guardians and servant managers until the time set by the Father. The Apostle is simply saying that as long as an heir is a child, he cannot possess all that is his until he comes of age. For as long as the heir is a child, though all things are his, he is no better than a servant in his own estate. Here is the point. Only the children of God who grow up into Christ would possess their inheritance of the authority of the kingdom of heaven. So how do we grow up in all aspects to Christ? Prior to his departure, in parts of John chapters 14, 15, and 16, our Lord Jesus said to his disciples that he would not leave us destitute like orphans. He said he would send in his place the Comforter. This spoke he of the Spirit of God, that those who have believed in him should subsequently receive. Among several ways the Spirit of Truth functions in us, John chapter 16 and verse 14 reveals a primary role. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. The Comforter glorifies our Lord Christ by revealing him to us, and we are thus transformed into the same image of Christ, as the Apostle writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18. But we all, with our face having been unveiled, having beheld the glory of the Lord as in a mirror, are being changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Lord the Spirit. The Comforter facilitates our growth into the full stature of our Lord Christ by revealing him to us. As we gaze upon who we are in him, we are progressively being transformed into the same image. Now, our Lord Jesus not only gave us the Comforter to facilitate our growth to maturity, but he also gave us the fivefold ministry gifts, as his apostle writes in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 to 13. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. These precious men and women have been assigned by our Lord Christ to do the work of the ministry, with the sole purpose of nurturing us to maturity in our union with him. The Comforter works together with them to nurture us to maturity, so that we may walk in the glorious liberty of the children of God, and also walk in our heritage of the authority of the kingdom of heaven. Going further, our Lord Jesus did not come to give us another set of moral laws like Moses of old. Rather, he came that we might have life. The life we have in Christ was formed in us by the Word of God and the Spirit of God. An inherent trait of everything that has life is hunger for its constituent materials. Fishes were made out of water, and they naturally long for water. Plants were made out of the soil, and they must have the nutrients from the soil if they will live. Seeing that we were recreated in Christ Jesus by the Word of God, the apostle would exhort us with these words written in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. The apostle states very clearly that our growth is dependent on the hunger and consequent feeding on the pure milk of the Word of God. The apostle Paul goes even further to reveal the direct relationship between being built up in Christ and the possession of our inheritance. This is revealed to us in Acts chapter 20, verse 32, in these words. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Christ being fully formed in you is a prerequisite for you as a child of God to receive your inheritance of the authority of the kingdom of God, backed by the power of God. We will conclude our meal with the words of our Lord Jesus, taken from John chapter 6, verse 27. Do not labor for the food that perishes, but for that food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you. For God the Father sealed him. Amen.
My soul is thirsty, Lord, to know you as I know. Drink from the river that flows before your throne. Take me deeper, deeper in love with you.
We hope your whole spirit and soul and body have been nourished at the table of the Lord Jesus Christ today. You may send your comments and request for further clarification by WhatsApp to 0817-955-9161, 0817-955-9161, or send an email to thetableofourlord@gmail.com, thetableofourlord@gmail.com. Join our soon coming bridegroom at his table at the same time next week. The grace of our Lord Jesus is with your spirit. Amen.
Take me deeper, deeper in love with you. Jesus, hold me close in your wanna love you more and more. How I long to be deep.